Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, on a beautiful and rainy spring day here in the Midwest United States. We've had a number of storms rolling through this area of the state, so we'll see if we can stay on throughout the duration of the show, that the storms will stay at bay while we record this segment tonight. So how has your past week been? If you listen to us regularly, we record a weekly segment of Spark to help you with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to help you spark the life that you desire, to spark the change, to provide that aha moment that you've been seeking. And last week, we enjoyed a wonderful interview with our guest, Kevin Eikenberry, the author of Remarkable Leadership. And I hope that you have taken action this past week on addressing leading from wherever you are, using some of the strategies and tools and resources. I know if you haven't had a chance to listen to that segment, I highly recommend it. And encourage you to send Kevin an email and take advantage of his special offer. There's some wonderful articles. Kevin is a gifted writer, and I know that you will find value in what he is making available to you in the form of those articles. So, are you leading from where you are? Do you recognize that no matter where you are indeed a leader? That there are people who look to you, to look at what you do in your life. This week, we are going to take a few minutes and focus on the concept of choosing your stress. Do you believe you can choose your stress? Or that it just happened. Regular listeners to Spark know that I firmly believe you can make a choice in how you experience distress, that while we cannot control the events of the world, we do indeed control the space between our ears, what we think, what we choose to feel, by the perspective we choose to view the world and to view the events and things that happen to us. And so tonight we'll explore some strategies to help you indeed choose your stress in the midst of what could be challenging circumstances around you, bearing with the adjustment and allergies. And we've been working with those the past couple weeks, trying to find a way to keep those allergies under control, and focusing on enjoying the spring and knowing that, yes, the allergies too shall pass. Enjoying the beauty of the flowers and things in bloom. So for the duration of our call tonight, or our segment that you're listening to, if you could suspend argument and focus on what if you truly could choose your stress? What would that mean in your life? Because bad things continue to happen, and you know, maybe it's not truly a bad thing. Because sometimes what appears to be a problem or a challenge or something negative at the outset turns out, once we get through to the other side, to truly be something that was a blessing, and we never know. As we're going through the process, which it is. And so you could choose to view something either way. an event, situation in the world. And the definition of stress that I want you to keep in mind as we talk about that is the one used by Dr. David Diamond, who is a neuroscientist. And he defines stress as the physical and emotional responses that occur when you perceive or think you have no control. Physical and emotional responses that occur when you perceive that you have no control. Then we feel stressed. And one of my favorite mantras to use in classes and in coaching is, I am the CEO of my life. So say that with me. I am the CEO of my life. And if that is indeed a true statement, that you are the CEO who makes the decisions for your life, you have a choice in who's on your board of directors, who you listen to, who your advisors are. You have a choice about your time distribution, what you choose to do with that time. And sometimes it's easier just to say, I don't have any control. I'm just a victim here. And when we do that, when we give up that sense of control and say, oh, poor me, nothing I can do, that's when we begin to feel stress. So we have a choice. Do we take responsibility and take that sense of control? Because truly, the only people we control, the only person we control, is ourselves. And if we want change in our lives, change in the situations, the relationships in our lives, we start that process by changing ourselves, by changing our thoughts, by changing how we choose to respond in situations. Or by changing our expectations of the other person and the story that we tell ourselves about the other person. And that combination of things will conspire to create that positive, joyful situation that we truly want to live. So take a moment, close your eyes if you're not driving, if you're listening to this on your MP3 player and you're driving, keep your eyes open. You can still do this exercise. So with your eyes open or closed, take a deep breath in slowly through your nose. Hold it for a count of five. And let it out. When you think you've exhaled all the way, then puff the last of it out. And take another deep breath the same way this time. Close your eyes or open your eyes. And as you inhale slowly to a count of five, think about happy memories, about blessings, about things you're so glad are in your life. Smile. Hold it for a count of five. And exhale, feeling how grateful you are to have that memory, that person, that experience in your life. And repeat one more time. Inhale slowly to a count of five, thinking about happy memory, person, relationship. Smile. Hold it for a count of five. And truly feel the joy. And then exhale and feel the gratitude for that person, relationship, situation in your life. And some of you may have already noticed a shift in how you're feeling. And you can repeat this several more times. When you find that you're feeling stressed, this is a good exercise. I call it inhaling blessings, exhaling gratitude. It's great to help shift your focus when we're tempted to be in a state of worry, a state of frustration over situations, to be in a negative, low-energy emotional state about something that's happened, where we are thinking about the way it could have, would have, should have been, or the way that it could, would, might be, so that we focused on the past, or we're looking ahead to what might go wrong tomorrow. And both of those things cost us the gift of the present, the joy of the moment in which we find ourselves. And those are truly the moments in which we live. So we tell ourselves stories about what happened, stories about what might happen, and even stories about what's happening now in our lives. And the question is that story positive, useful, helpful for you? Or is it creating a whirlpool around those negative, low-energy feelings? And the challenge, of course, is to shift it so that it supports you, energizes you, inspires you, or motivates you to move. Because as Jane Nelson, the author of Positive Discipline and other books, has said, it's hard to do better when we feel badly. And so in dealing with discipline, if you want a more positive outcome, the idea is to make it teachable and make positive connections. Use logical consequences and connections to misbehavior and poor behavior choices. Because it's true, it's very hard to perform better when we're feeling badly, when we're feeling negative, when we are mentally whipping ourselves for a problem, a mistake, or a choice that in hindsight we can see might have been better. However, the question is, can you change that? And if not, then it's time and energy misspent or wasted, because it is something that is unchangeable. Now, while the events don't change, our interpretation, our perception, or our story absolutely can change. So we can look at something after we've gone through it as a blessing because we learned a particular lesson. A blessing because we learned at a smaller cost a choice to avoid that might be similar at a higher cost. And some people say, oh, that's just a word game, Melanie. It's just semantics. Well, it is semantics, and it's a very, very powerful strategy. And right now, forgetting who said, if we knew the power of a negative thought, we would never think another negative thought. It's very important to realize that we do have a choice in our perspectives, and sometimes we just need to take a time out. Let's stay with this idea about the past, the present, and the future for a little bit. The idea of being able to choose your stress, as humans can do in a way that's different from most animals. Because zebras, there's a wonderful book called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And in this book, the point is made that animals such as zebras, who are focused on and living in the moment, let's say, for example, enjoying eating grass, and they're in the moment until on the horizon appears a predator, a lion. And then there's a physical reaction in that zebra's body that will help it to survive. What's often called the fight or flight response, stress response, so that the zebra can run faster, react more quickly, have visual acuity and focus because of adrenaline, which speeds up the system, increases heart rate, respiration rate, burning of glucose in the circulatory system, so that the zebra can run quickly and hopefully evade that predator. This is akin to pushing the accelerator in a vehicle. And for those who drive, when you push the accelerator, things speed up. And then, let's say our zebra had wonderful success and escaped that predator. Yay! Well, next thing we know, predator's gone. And now the zebra needs to slow down the system. can now focus once again on eating after the zebra stepped on the, quote, break. And that happens when the body releases cortisol. Cortisol slows down breathing, slows down heart rate, slows down digestion. And some of you may have heard commercials about cortisol and belly fat. One of the challenges that humans face that zebras don't goes something like this. Whereas the zebra saw the lion, adrenaline was released, sped up the metabolism, the physiology, the response, until the zebra escaped, and then cortisol slowed everything back down. In humans, we respond to real or perceived threats. Those perceived threats can be through our imagination as we think about something that happened before, something that could happen in the future. And because our mind responds to that stress as if that lion is right there in front of us, we have that same reaction. So if we are replaying an event that may have been stressful, our body releases adrenaline, we go through that again. If we are anticipating or worrying about a possible negative future event, our body can respond to that perceived stress or threat by releasing adrenaline. Or let's say that you had a flat tire on the way to work, and you're going to be late for an important meeting, so you have the adrenaline and the stress response going on. And then, well, you call AAA or you change the tire. And then, as you are heading to work, you get a phone call because your child is sick at school. Now the adrenaline kicks up, the stress response is going, got to figure out how to get the child home and or to the doctor. And as the cortisol is released, trying to slow your system down before you get back to normal, something else happens. One of your employees is in your office talking about this major problem, and so it's back up again. And so what often will happen is that we never get back to baseline again as humans. Adrenaline speeds up our system, cortisol starts to slow it down, and then adrenaline's released to speed it up again. And so we spend most of our time driving, like with the accelerator and brake pushed to the floor at the same time. And if you can imagine what that might do to a vehicle engine, it does something very similar to the human body. Our body is designed to operate most efficiently in optimal conditions. The stress response is for emergencies, for threat, fight, or flight. And yet, 75% of visits to doctors have been connected to stress and stress-related situations. That's huge. Some cancers are connected to stress. There's a whole syndrome of physical reactions that respond, are responses to stress, from migraines to ulcers to all sorts of things. So when we don't allow ourselves, our physical bodies, to get back to its normal, baseline, relaxed operational state, we're accelerating the process and we're damaging our system. And whereas the zebra reacts to immediate, what's happening right now, stresses and threats, perceived threats, and then they go back to their baseline, to their normal operation. As human beings, we have gotten to a point where most of us have forgotten how to relax, how to get ourselves back to a normal baseline operation. So being able to choose your stress is truly about being able to get back to that baseline again and allowing our bodies to function at that optimal rate again. So zebras don't get ulcers because they don't worry about the past. They don't worry about the future. They live in the present, in that gift of right now. Question is, do you? Where do you spend most of your thought time? Are you in the past? Are you in the moment? Or are you worried about the future? So one of the ways you choose your stress is to retell your stories about events from the past, to focus on the events of right now, and to allow the future to truly be what it is, yet to come. And so we do have that power to choose what happens in our mind, And so when we take advantage of that, then we truly can embrace that idea that we have a choice in the creation of our stress. Question is that something you truly want? Most of us do. And some of us need help to get there. Either in the form of a coach or a counselor, someone who can help us learn how to focus on being in the present, making choices that allow us to focus on the moment, to write our own stories. So what do you do in those moments when you find yourself extremely stressed? Breathing's a great place to start. Although sometimes that can be challenging when we have allergies. I will invite you to give me a call if you happen to be listening live, 347-215-8390, to talk about some challenges or some strategies that you use to choose your stress. So we've talked about breathing and focusing on something that is positive, pleasant. It's a great place to start. It's one of the strategies from the Choose Your Stress sessions that I'm happy to provide to clients. And I'm also very happy to share some of those strategies with you, my listeners here at Spark, so that you too can choose your stress and make more conscious choices about how much stress you want to feel in your life. And there are a lot of things going on around us over which we have no control. The weather, disasters, the government. And yet, they're part of our experience, yes. How we choose to interpret that and use that in our own life is where that perception of control is so powerful. To focus on that over which you do have control. Control over time with your family. Control over positive experiences. We have become so accustomed to fast-paced, multitasking, everything has to be done yesterday, and everything is the same high priority, and really, taking a thorough assessment, or even just a quick assessment of what's up in your life, to be able to say, is this truly how I want to live my life? Am I paying a price for the choices that I'm making in my perception? And do I want to make some different choices? And again, coaches are a great resource. Mastermind groups, accountability partners, somebody that can help you see the forest for the trees. What does that really mean, see the forest for the trees? I can't see the forest for the trees. Well, it means that we're in the middle of a situation and we see the trees and the trees are in the way. We see immediately what's right in front of our face. And that blocks us from seeing the big picture, the whole forest. So we need a ranger in a tower that we can talk to who can help us to see the bigger picture, to know which direction to turn to get to where we want to go. Not necessarily take us where they want to go, but to help us go the direction that we're asking to go. And it is so powerful to ask for help and support. To recognize that as human beings, we're designed to be social. Our brains are social. And when we connect with other people, we synergize our strengths. And we create something even more amazing in the process. And so the question is, who are you synergizing with? Connecting with? Talking with? that is helping clarify your perspective and for whom you may be providing the same clarification or similar clarification. You too can be that resource that helps remind someone about where they see choice. And it's so much often easier to help others see it because we're not in their situation. We are the ranger in the tower for them. And that's why the other thing about before you talk about the splinter in your friend's eye, take the log out of your own. You know, we don't see it when it's us because our perspective is shifting. And so it's important to recognize the power of that helpfulness, of being able to see that from a new perspective. So what are some other ways you can shift that perspective? Well, you can call somebody to say, oh, here's what happened to me, help me get a new perspective. Help me choose another way to look at this situation that might provide less stress for me, that might actually take me a different direction. So as you're thinking about that, about the direction that you want to look, the shift that you might want to make, and sometimes we don't even realize, we don't know where to start in that process because we're so in it, so in the middle of it, that we're just not sure which direction to go. And so we just find someone you can talk to about lots of different things. So sometimes we know. We recognize that we often will look at everything that's going wrong first. We need a shift to what's going right about a situation. And so, thank you for bearing with me as I'm coughing. The pauses give you some time to think. So getting that other perspective from someone, being able to say, hey, let's play the bad news, good news game. Because right now I'm finding lots of bad news. I need some help in seeing the good news in the same situation. Because every coin has two sides. Every situation has multiple perspectives that we could choose to tell the story. Just like you can tell a story from the perspective of the father, the mother, the child, the grandmother, the stamp on the letter. There are always multiple perspectives. It's just how do we find those perspectives? One way is to play the bad news, good news game. The bad news is I have a flat tire. The good news is, what's the good news about that flat tire? Well, good news is I have AAA. I'll just call somebody else to fix it. Bad news is I'm now late for my meeting. Good news is I have some time to think about this proposal and maybe make some changes. And the good news is I have a cell phone so I can call and let someone know what's happening. It's amazing how we ever survived without cell phones. They had immediate connection. And what about, well, the good news is timing is perfect, so I'm where I need to be right now. And I was meant to be later to avoid an accident. So we can make our story any way that we'd like to. The bad news is my cat died. Good news is I knew my cat for 16 years. She was a wonderful family pet, lots of love and lots of memories. And sometimes it's hard to find that good news, and so ask a friend. Here's the bad news. Give me some good news options out of this one. Or ask a kid, because kids are very creative, and they have far fewer limitations on their thinking. And if you don't like a suggestion the friend gives you, you don't have to use it. You can just thank them for the idea. Thanks for that interesting good news. Because sometimes it does make you laugh, and that shifts the chemistry of your brain and your body. And how do you talk to yourself when you've made a mistake or you're facing a problem and you're feeling stressed? How you talk to yourself can make that situation better, or you can become angry and bitter. That voice in your head, that powerful voice in your head, the one some of you are hearing right now, it says, do I have a voice in my head? I don't know. What voice is she talking about? That's the voice. The one that goes 24/7 as long as we're awake. It's constantly jabbering, yammering, talking to us about what we did, what we're doing, what we're going to do, what he said, she said, they said, what they think, and on and on and on. And the question around that voice is it your greatest ally or is it your worst enemy? What kind of things does that voice say to you throughout the day? And the good news is you can shift it. You can put in a different recording, push a different play button. Stop the play on that particular tape or MP3 or CD and put in a different one. Just becoming aware is the first step. And then replacing the, oh, you're always late statement that voice says to you with something else. It says, I am on time, or I am early. Now, there's some cognitive dissonance is what that's called from the psychological perspective around the belief of the statement that I am early and the reality has been you've been late. The reticular activating system, the RAS in your brain that seeks to find reality to match your beliefs, goes off with a loud alarm that, ooh, I'm on time or I'm early, and you begin to make choices, not necessarily always at a conscious level, that make that belief true. And from Yvonne Oswald's work in Every Word Has Power, if it's too uncomfortable for you to tell the truth in advance that says I am early, you could say I am not early now. And your brain will skip the word not. Because as you, my regular listeners, know, and a wonderful tip for those who are new, is the power of the pink elephant. Do not under any circumstances, even for a split second, see in your imagination a pink elephant. Do not see a pink trunk or big pink floppy ears or a pink tail or pink legs. Were you successful at not seeing our friendly pink elephant? For the majority of people, if even for a split second our pink elephant was there. Because first you have to see what I'm describing before you can erase it or replace it with something else. So the brain has real challenges over negation and not. And it tends to skip it. And so rather than saying I am sick, which is the words after I am, are very powerful programming language into the brain, into that reticular activating system and beliefs. And so I am sick is the same meaning as I am not well. And yet, when the brain skips to not, the message is I am well. Even more powerful, I am well now. And notice the difference. Begin to shift your language using higher energy, positive emotions, and to state what you want, the situation you want, the action you want in your life. And if it's not here at the moment, then you can just say, I'm not financially secure now. I'm not financially abundant right now. And if it skips the not, the message that goes into your reticular activating system at a subconscious level, as well as the conscious level, is I am wealthy right now. I'm financially abundant right now. I am feeling well right now. So there's several strategies that you can use around the idea of how can you choose your stress. And there are many, many more. And hopefully from in there, in that list of several ideas, you can find one, just one, that you can choose to use in the week ahead to better consciously choose your response to stress, so that you can spend less time in distress and more time in joy. Because when we consciously choose the amount of stress we want to feel and experience in our lives, we're closer to having more time in the state of joy, love, that we want, and gratitude that we want to live in. With practice, it becomes faster to make the perspective shift from negative to positive. As you begin to build the connections of people that you can call, say, if you got 3 minutes, I need some help with the good news, bad news. Or just someone to remind you about zebras. Be the zebra is a mantra that came out of this training a few weeks ago with some clients. And they said, oh, we should have buttons that say be the zebra, because that makes so much sense. To be in the moment, to enjoy the moment, to learn a lesson in this moment and take it forward. TNT, the next time, is a dynamite idea that when we have a situation and it hasn't gone the way we wanted it to, we've gotten a result less than what we expected or desired, we can look at that situation in retrospect and reflect about what happened that went well, what happened from sources over which we had no control, what can we do about that in the future, what about ourselves, things that we said or did, that now we can say, ooh, this may have been a better choice that would have gotten us a better result. So the last thing you want to focus on, the last image you want to put into your mind is the next time this happens, I am blank. The next time I'm getting ready to leave in the morning, in the winter, and it's dark in our entryway, and I put on two shoes, I will turn on the light and make sure those two shoes are the same color. Yes, it's true. That happened to me. I was ready to spend the day with a company doing some training seminars. Set a manager's meeting in the morning, looked down, sure enough, as someone pointed out, Melanie, are you trying to make a fashion statement? And I, in my head, panicked and did the old bleep. Looked, and I said, why? Why do you ask? And she said, well, because you're wearing two different colored shoes. Sure enough, I was, one blue and one brown. And what seemed like took forever, but I know it was just a matter of a few seconds, I thought, and I replied, well, one of the skills we're talking about today is observation. So this is an experiment to find out how long it would take for people to observe and then to comment on the fact that I'm wearing two different colored shoes. And I smiled. And I paused. And after about 5 seconds, she said, nice try, and everybody laughed. And so it was a few minutes of, oh, my gosh, it's too far to go back and drive. What am I going to do? People are going to be focusing on my shoes. Blah, blah, blah. There goes that voice in your head, right? And so it's okay. Take a time out. And then ask yourself this question. I love this one. I use it often. Okay, if I'm going to laugh about this 5 years from now, why wait? I may as well just laugh right now. 5 years is a long time to wait, right? So just enjoy it now. And again, it shifts your state, changes your chemistry. So enjoy some laughter, which I did, and then came up with the fact that, okay, at the beginning of the day, of each of the sessions, that is, I would simply say, you may or may not have heard that I'm wearing two different colored shoes today. Please notice, it is true. And here is a TNT, a dynamite idea. It's a great strategy that I highly recommend. Stands for the next time, so that we can learn a lesson from anything that happens in our lives and then focus on what we want to do the next time. Because I don't know about you, but when I find shoes that fit, I will sometimes get two or three different colors in those pumps. And I will often keep them. We have a shoe stand in our entryway. And I happened that particular morning to be holding the baby, the briefcase, the diaper bag, and slipped the shoes on in the dark. So TNT, the next time I'm going to make sure that I turn on the light. And several times I've caught myself going almost going out the door with two different shoes. Now, what had I been practicing mentally? Turn on the light and look at your feet. Because that's what I wanted to have happen. That's the action that I desired. So that's the focus that I chose. Now think about all the times that you say, don't do this, don't do this, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. What happens? Boom, you fall. Because remember, the brain skips not, and it gets, do fall, do fall, do fall, and you fall. So use the power of your mind. Use those strategies in a way that works for you. So in our final moments, the challenge for you for the week ahead is to become conscious of choosing your stress. Conscious of reminding yourself, I do have control over what goes on between my ears, over what goes on in my mind. And I can choose a perspective. I can choose a story. I can choose a lesson from the situation that creates a more positive result. So whether it's the inhaling blessings and exhaling gratitude, playing the good news, bad news game, getting an accountability partner, someone you can call to help you regain your perspective, or simply changing your self-talk. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, if we talk to people that we cared about, our family, our friends, our loved ones, the way that that voice talks to us, would we have any family, friends, or loved ones in our lives? The consensus in most of my sessions is no way. Most of my clients will say, I would never talk to another person the way I talk to myself. So the final challenge, the final action that you could choose this week is to reprogram your self-talk. So every time you find you're challenging yourself or you're belittling yourself or yelling at yourself, that you stop and you replace that with something that's kind and loving and forgiving. And give yourself permission to talk to yourself the way you talk to others. And see if this week you have experienced less stress, that you truly do choose the stress in your life. It has been a pleasure being with you this week on Spark, and I'm excited about some guests that we're booking for the weeks ahead, and invite you to stay connected and invite your friends and family to check out Spark live on Wednesday evening, 7 Central Time, or through the archives, downloadable at your convenience. Please rate our shows. Please invite your friends. And please visit brainbonanza.com, our website, for more tools and resources to support you to create the life that you truly desire and deserve. Until next time, be the zebra, choose your stress, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.